This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, March 28th. Thank you guys for being here. We are almost to the weekend, Easter weekend. I know a lot of you are going to be traveling. A lot of you will be having family coming into town, so it's set to be a busy one. My daughter has Friday and Monday off. My daughter, who goes to Clark County Schools, so they have like an extended weekend. My other daughter, who is home right now on spring break, they have Monday off too. And everyone was asking me, they're like, "Are they excited to have Monday off?" I'm like, "We don't have Monday off. we come in on Monday." Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I kid you not, Mercedes. I had this exact conversation with my mom last night because growing up, I went to Catholic school and we always had off. They called it Easter Monday. It was the Monday after Easter. We always have off. And ever since I moved to Las Vegas, when I left home for the first time, every single Easter Sunday, my mom says, "What are you doing tomorrow with your day off?" I'm like, "I don't have Easter Monday off. I just don't. I work. We work on Monday." And sure enough, last night we're talking. She's like, "What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything special with Easter Monday off?" I'm like, "No, we'd never have Easter Monday off.
Yeah.
Never."
We're going to be here. I don't know what I'm talking about now. I'm totally thrown off. I was going to tell you something,
but
I forgot. I totally spaced my story now. Dang it. I was going somewhere. I totally got sidetracked.
Are you going something? I interrupted with the Easter thing. You're going somewhere with the Easter Monday
off? I was going somewhere with that. No, I liked your story. I totally forgot what I was saying. So anyway, how are you doing this morning?
Good. I am well. I am well. You know, Mercedes and I had a quick conversation last night, and I got to tell you, you and Sophie, do you get it a lot that you two sound alike?
Well, from people on the radio, like listeners of the station, yeah, definitely.
Because I called Mercedes last night, and he picked up, and I'm like, "This is Sophie."
Oh, no.
I'm like, "They're doing a bit with me."
No, definitely not.
For the first, like, 15 seconds, but this is kind of bit, and Mercedes is going to jump board, and Sophie pick up, and Mercedes is going to walk into the room. So when we first started talking last night, I'm like, "Hey, how's it going? Good." Mercedes or Sophie, I can't tell between the two of them.
Yeah, we definitely get that. I mean, if you grow up in an environment where, I wonder if a lot of people sound like their parent, you know, when they talk. I definitely don't sound like my mom. My mom has a very thick Hungarian accent. But it's kind of funny because people have said that before, that we sound very similar. And same thing with Brooklyn too. She sounds a little, like her voice is a little deeper, I think. But yeah, Sophie and I definitely get that comparison from time to time.
Do you guys have plans for Easter Sunday, by the way?
My daughter has a volleyball tournament all weekend over at Mandalay Bay. So we're going to be at Mandalay Bay all weekend. So Easter Sunday is all dependent on how they do on Saturday. So if they win and they do well, then we'll be playing in the morning pool And that means we can go out to dinner on Sunday night. If they lose on Saturday and don't do very well, then that means we'll be playing in the afternoon pool. So maybe brunch? I don't know. It's all it's all dependent on how they do on Saturday.
And that's what every tournament is like, right? You walk into these things if you're with the expectations that they're going to win and go all the way. And if they do, we're going to be here for X amount of days. But if they lose in the first day, then you guys get to head home?
No, you keep playing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, your pools just change. Uh-huh. You end up in different brackets. And so you're, instead of being in the gold bracket, maybe now you're in the open bracket. There's gold, silver, bronze, and then there's a bunch of different opens. And those are kind of for the people that lost, didn't do very well on the first day. And then they still, you know, you still want to play other teams. So mm-hmm. you're playing the other teams that didn't do very well.
Oh,
so they kind of weed you out. So, yeah, we're hoping they do well on that first day so they can play for one of the medal brackets. And if that happens, then they can get a bid to nationals. And that's why you're playing in all of these tournaments.
That's
to
huge.
Get a bid to nationals. So, yeah, that was week one of the Red Rock Rave was last weekend. Those were the younger groups. And so the older girls are playing this weekend. So it's going to be chaos around Mandalay Bay if you're in that area. Just keep that in mind. A lot of volleyball players in the house.
And then if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, our Hop and Shop is happening at Town Square.
Yeah.
And that's just a massive Easter egg hunt. Every child that comes out gets candy. There's bounce houses, all kinds of... It started out just like as an Easter egg hunt, 20 years ago, and this thing has grown to a massive event, and it is free to everyone, so come out and join us. We'll be out there on Saturday morning. I'll be out there Saturday morning, but the event goes throughout the day, so that's happening on Saturday at Town Square.
Yeah, tons of candy for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you come out for that. But let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All Over You by Live?
All over you, all over you.
Do you want to hear I Try by Macy Gray?
I try to say goodbye and not true. Yeah. Try to walk away and I stumble. But I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not.
Or
here.
Do you want to hear Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani and Eve?
I was a rich girl.
Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM, vote on our Facebook page, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there something that you really have to force yourself to bite your tongue on? It's like you want to say something, but you're like, no, I can't. It's just not worth the fight. That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and I Try by Macy Gray is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is 5:48. This is the pre-show. Sometimes you just have to bite your tongue. It's just not worth the fight.
Yeah, it's not worth it in my mind. But I don't know why it just bothers me when I encounter this. And it's something that my wife does. So when it comes to our laundry, we're separate. She does her own laundry. I do my own laundry. And if I'm doing a load of laundry and I take it out and I go to put my stuff in the dryer, if her stuff is sitting in the dryer, what I'll do is I'll instead of just taking it out and putting it in the laundry basket for her to get later, I'll take it out and I'll fold her laundry. Just a nice little gesture I try to do for her. But the thing that just gets me, it just bothers me, I would say 70% of her laundry, everything is inside out. She takes her socks off. She doesn't turn them, just keep them the right way. They're inside out when they take them off. So she throws them in. Shirts, her riding pants, almost everything is inside out. So when I'm sitting there folding your laundry, it's just this extra step of like, okay, here's a pair of pants I got to fold. Let me put them, you know, outside in or put them the proper way. Here's socks. They're inside out. Let me put them the proper way. And it's so small and so little, but it's like, ah, it just adds so much more time to when I try to fold her laundry for her.
Because she has them inside out?
Yes.
You would hate me. I do mine inside out.
Everything is in. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, it protects the integrity of the item of clothing.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It prevents it from fading.
It's still going to fade in there anyway.
No, it prevents the outside of it from getting like knocked around. Google it. Like literally, you're supposed to wash your clothes inside out.
I'm sure people say that, but there's no difference between if it's inside out
there
or regular.
There is. I promise.
No.
It fades differently. Like the outside, the inside is now getting banged up around in the washing machine versus the outside of it getting banged up around in the washing machine.
It's not going through a cement mixer. It's the washing machine. It's a very gentle cycle. It's still going to fade regardless if it's inside or outside.
No, the outside doesn't get the brunt of like the washing. That's how I inside out my clothes when I put them in the washing machine.
That put aside, let's say it's an all white shirt. You still put it inside out?
Yeah, because I don't want like the outside of it to get all rustled and tussled.
So maybe she's doing it for a reason. Because I always put everything I put in is it's outside, and what's the right way to say it? But I just put it in like it's a normal shirt. And so I take it out. I can just fold it or hang it up without having to do the process of turning it the right way.
You know what got me to doing that before? I mean, I've read about it online, but I remember once I had poured in detergent and it was on like a brand new shirt and the detergent went right on the shirt. And then I had like a weird stain on there. And so ever since then, I just inside out everything and I never have to worry about anything like that.
Perhaps if you have one of those washing machines where you're putting the detergent in, do you not put your detergent into a little thingy and it dispenses itself?
This was
itself?
Before I had that. Yeah, it was just when we had like the regular
the old
one.
Top, yeah.
And so
uh-huh.
It was just a force of habit. Does anyone else do that? I inside out all my clothes. I just make sure that the inside is the part getting the brunt of the washing. Google it, seriously.
Oh, I'm sure there's a, but in my mind, it's still getting wet anyway. It's still getting banged around. There might be a slight difference, but at the end of the day, you save yourself a process of not having to turn everything the right way when you're folding or hanging it up.
Well, then I think your lesson is don't fold and hang it up. Let her do it then.
Lesson learned. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2029.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is just ahead of 6 o'clock here on Thursday, March 28th. Thanks for joining us. Yesterday, my daughter experienced a childhood experience that we can all agree is absolutely terrible. Many of you have experienced it. I have, and I didn't realize that I would also be the cause of it for my daughter. We ran to the grocery store for something, and we're in line, and she's standing there with me. And right before we get to the front of the line, I remembered I forgot something. Oh my God, I forgot cottage cheese. And she just looks at me, and I'm like, I'll be right back. So I run in the back to grab a cottage cheese, and as I'm coming back, I see her like looking around for me like, oh my gosh. Like that is the most stressful thing as a child, to be in the grocery store line with your parent. They forget something and then that fear kicks in that the line's going to move and you're going to be forced to check out without your mom. And she, when I came back, the relief in her eyes, and it was just as the lady lifted up the little divider thing between our items. Uh-huh. And she's like, I didn't know what I was going to do if you were here. I was like, she would have rung you up. It would have been fine. And she's like, oh my gosh. But I remember being a kid. And I think we can all collectively agree that is one of the worst childhood experiences.
And all of a sudden when you someone does leave to get whatever said item, I feel like the line starts moving real fast.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All of a sudden it's slow. The person in front of you is slow. I got time. Then all of a sudden mom leaves. You're like, no, things just move very fast.
The panic sets in. What is another childhood experience that we can all agree was absolutely terrible? That is definitely one of them. My other one has got to be chicken pox. I got chicken pox before there was a chicken pox vaccine. My kids didn't get chicken pox. Oh, man, that was the worst. I got chicken pox on my birthday. literally the day of my birth, I got the chickenpox, had to cancel my birthday party. The only person that could come was my cousin, Lydia, who had already had the chickenpox.
Oh, Lydia's there.
Lydia was the only person at my birthday party.
You know, it's a little thing, but I remember being in grade school and then finally going to junior high. And when it comes to going to the bathroom, just being able to get up and go. If you got to go to the bathroom, you have to ask. You just get up and go. But I remember in grade school, it was like a process. You have to raise your hand. Yes, JC. Mrs. Hebling, can I please be excused to use the bathroom? Absolutely, JC. Hurry back. Okay, thank you. I don't know why that stressed me out, asking to go to the bathroom. I was so relieved when we got to junior high, and you just got up and went. You didn't have to ask. You just got up and did your thing. It was such a little stressful thing for me.
We had like two keys that were on the wall, and they were attached to these big wooden things, and there was no like actual key on it. It was like the bathroom pass, and it's only one person could go. And I remember like sitting there having to wait to go to the bathroom, but someone had the bathroom pass, so I couldn't go. And I was like, oh my gosh. Now I look back, I'm like, I probably gave myself many a bladder infection because I just sat there waiting for, you know, Carly to come back because she was spending all her time in the bathroom.
I do like how your school limited the amount of people in the bathroom.
Yeah, one at a time.
They don't want you hanging out in the bathroom, you know, causing chaos back there.
Oh my gosh, we're getting some texts here. The childhood experience that we can all agree is terrible. Christy says, my mom would always send me into the store or Blockbuster with a handful of change to pay for something. Oh, when your parent made you go in and buy it, that was the worst. The anxiety. My mom would make me do that with milk. Run in and grab a gallon of milk. No, I don't want to. I'm so scared.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Help me, Mom. Hey, we have a lot coming up on the show today. Those tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake, they are yours. We got them for you at right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Beyonce drops her track list. I think this album's going to be massive. We've got a couple of surprises on there. We're going to talk about all that coming up in What's Trending. Something's got a hold on me.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Beyonce is trending this morning. The singer shared the track list of her new country album, Act Two, Cowboy Carter. She posted a red, white, and blue poster with song titles scattered across it. Of course, the two songs from the album that have already been released, Texas Hold'em, which you just heard, and 16 Carriages, they were on there. Underpaid and overwhelmed. I might cook clean, but still won't fall. Still working all my life, you know. There were some surprises, too. Only God knows. Kind of a surprise. Also listed was the song Jolene, which Dolly Parton herself revealed that she believed Beyonce recorded a cover of for the album.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
And then another famous name that was listed as part of the poster was Willie Nelson, listed as an apparent collaborator on a song called Smoke Hour. There were a bunch of titles on there. One called Spaghetti. She posted a picture of herself either late last night or this morning eating a handful of spaghetti. There's a song called Levi's Jeans, Tyrant, Sweet Honey Buckin'. I'm excited. I think this is going to be a game changer when it comes to albums. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm super excited about it. And just as soon as we heard that Texas Hold'em song for the first time, I was hooked. And I've been kind of waiting for this album to come out. I think Beyonce is amazing. Am I the biggest Beyonce fan out there? I am not. But this is, for some reason, I am just really excited about this album. And I love the fact that she said, this is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. What do you think, Steph?
I'm in a group thread with a lot of my friends who are huge Beyonce fans, and we dived into the track list. I think it's like 23 tracks, if you're counting. And there are some rumors that Lady Gaga is on the track two, Most Wanted. That's the song. And there's another rumor that her song Flamenco is Rosalia is on that track.
And then you've heard the Taylor rumors, right? That Taylor's on a track too.
Yes, I'm like trying to figure out which song, if Taylor is on it, if she is one of these songs, but I don't want to put my expectations that Taylor Swift and Beyonce are collaborating, but I also am secretly crying that if they are on it, oh, that's going to be huge.
It makes sense, especially with them going to each other's premieres and stuff. It just makes a lot of sense. But the song Blackbird is on there. And Paul McCartney, I was reading last night, Paul McCartney did an interview once about the song Blackbird, which the Beatles wrote. And he said that in his mind, he never pictured a black bird. He was singing that to a black woman because it was during the civil rights movement that they wrote that. And just like, don't lose hope. Things are going to get better. And so I wonder if that has anything as far as her influence on putting that on her album.
It might be a cover.
Yeah, that's what I think. Right? I think it's spelled with two I's though on her.
Yeah, there's two eyes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. And so that comes out tonight, 9 p.m. our time. You know it's going to set streaming records. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be massive. Now, coming up next hour at 7:30, tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake. Those tickets are yours when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
And I'll write your name.
Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. If your first job was a babysitter, raise your hand. My hand is raised. That was the first job I ever had. I would babysit for the kids in my cul-de-sac. Willie and Jessica, Amber and Fred. Fred was really named Monica, but they called her Fred. I don't know why. Brandon, I would babysit for him. I would babysit for all the kids in my cul-de-sac. And, you know, I think I got $5 an hour. It was, you know, that was just like my side gig. And that was how I made some money. But are the days of the teenage babysitter over? Is that done with? They were talking about this on the Today Show. And a lot of parents now are like, yeah, no, I would not want a teenager to watch my child. And a lot of it boiled down to one thing and one thing only. Can you guess what it is?
They wouldn't trust themselves as a teenager watching kids?
No, their phones.
Oh, distracted with their phones.
Their phones. Uh-huh. They're too distracted by their phones. What do you guys think? Would you trust a teenager to babysit your kids now? Do you trust a teenager to babysit your kids now? Do you have one? Or do you have, like, a lot of them say they use like grandmas to babysit. They use older women that are like grandmothers because they trust them. And I was thinking when my kids were younger, we had one of our coworkers that would watch our kids, and she was the only person that would watch our kids, the only person that we trusted, and just the nicest lady ever. She had, she had adult children, so we knew that she knew to raise them, and to this day, she's the best babysitter that we could have ever asked for.
Have you ever gone rogue from her if she was busy or something, and there's the neighborhood kid that you know, and they seem responsible? Because it is a rite of passage to babysit. You come over, you get a little bit of responsibility, you watch the kids, maybe there's some snacks in the house for you. You would never turn to that neighborhood kid if need be?
Never. I didn't know them well enough, mm-hmm. and it was basically our rule is if she's not available, we're not going. That was our rule. Uh-huh. We just waited till she was available. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think finding a teenage babysitter might be more challenging. I wouldn't know where to go. You don't really talk to your neighbors. I always used adults that had kids so that my daughter could play with other kids.
Yeah, that's a good way. It's kind of like a two-in-one. There's an adult there to supervise, but yet they still have fun with other kids. I like that. That's a really good idea.
Did you ever, Mercedes, when you were watching Fred and all the neighborhood kids, ever have any issue when you were a babysitter? Because I remember my sister was a babysitter. There were a couple girls in the neighborhood that were like the go-to babysitters.
Yeah.
And my sister was one of the tops. So they'd always call her. I don't know what her style was, but they tend to call Jenny. And I remember Stacy across the street was also a babysitter as well. And they had a nice little racket. I don't think you ever had anything bad happen. Did you ever have an incident with watching your kids?
Never had an incident, but I always felt good knowing that my mom was right across the street.
That's a plus.
So if there was an issue, I could just call my mom and ask her to come over. Candy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Hey, I think in this day and age, no, because I think they're just too distracted. They're thinking about other things and not, you know, thinking about the children. But when I was growing up, I started babysitting when I was 10.
Oh, my goodness. I still had a babysitter at 10.
when did your parents start leaving you in charge of your sister? Was there a certain age where you became the house babysitter?
The second they were born. It's like, here you go. Watch your brother. Basically.
Take away these kids. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I think, like, drone delivery service is so, like, fascinating. Or have you seen, we were in Southern California a couple of weeks ago, and we're having dinner at this restaurant, and I look out the window, and rolling down the sidewalk is a little, like, box thingy that's delivering something. It's all by itself. It's like one of those Amazon delivery thing just drives past. I'm like, what the heck? I find that stuff so fascinating.
I've never seen one of those in person. So it's programmed. If someone steps out in front of that thing, is it going to stop? Obviously.
Yeah, it's programmed to get from destination A to destination B. And I think it's so fascinating. And now Walmart, Chick-fil-A, and 7-Eleven, they're rolling out new technology that's going to deliver online orders to customers in just a matter of minutes. The three mega brands, they're going to be one of the first companies to launch a new drone delivery service with the Virginia startup DroneUp. So this system differs from existing drone delivery because it includes a climate-controlled locker, which is referred to as DBX, where drones pick up packages. The DBX is said to be smaller than a single parking space, which allows smaller retailers to use this new technology too. The company says secure lockers will help ward off porch pirates and can be used by customers that are looking to make returns as well. And when making the deliveries, the drones automatically know where to go in the sky, and they have the power to avoid any aircraft along the way. They travel 60 miles per hour within a 30-mile range, and they pick up packages using like a claw, like a claw-like grabber that can carry up to 10 pounds safely.
Will there be a cap on these? Because I think this is great, fantastic. Get stuff so much faster. And this technology advancing, but let's say in your neighborhood, all of a sudden, eight people are getting deliveries, and then you've got eight drones now flying over your neighborhood. This sound will be constant, nonstop.
It will be, but it's temporary. That's the way I look at it.
In and out.
The convenience of getting that is better to me than hearing the drone thing just for like 30 seconds.
That's my only concern is we get 10 deliveries. The Amazon, I feel like the Amazon is constantly, delivery truck is constantly in our neighborhood. They have UPS, you have FedEx, all these other delivery companies doing their thing. And now just imagine those in the sky with the noise above your head all the time.
Do they still, I think that's a pretty antiquated drone, don't you think? Do you think they've come a long way? I don't think they make that kind of noise anymore, do they?
I have not updated our drone sound effect in years, so it could be that's a drone sound effect.
I think drones are a little more quiet. Now, also this morning. So, did you get a good night's sleep last night? If not, you could be feeling years older. People feel more than 4 years older after getting just 4 hours of sleep for two nights in a row. This is a new study. They looked at our sleeping habits and they found that when people slept for 9 hours for two consecutive nights, the opposite effect happened. People felt an average of 3 months younger. After a whole month of sleeping well, people will feel nearly 6 years younger than their actual age.
What's a good night's sleep to you? Straight through, just solid sleep, getting at least 5 hours?
I'd say straight through, 7 hours. That happens on the weekends for me, typically. I'll get straight through 7 hours, but during the week, my sleep it's short. And then, like last night, my husband got up and he went to the bathroom and then he has this cough and I could hear him coughing and I was like, oh gosh. So, and you know, I mean, it felt bad and he's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I'm laying there and now I'm wide awake. And so then it takes me an hour to go to sleep. So my sleep during the week is just not good. How about you?
It's hard. My best night's sleep is Friday nights. Friday night sleep is the best because I'm just exhausted from the week. I get to sleep in a little bit later. I still get up earlier on the weekends. I get up at 5 o'clock on the weekends. But that's my longest sleep is on a Friday night. Same with Saturday night. Sunday, I try to go to bed early, but there's kind of, it's just, you know, the anxiety of what I have to do on Monday and the stuff for the week ahead. So if I'm looking for the night of the week, it's Friday is my best night for sleep.
If you didn't have to get up and you didn't have to worry about, you know, things that you have to do, how long do you think you could sleep straight through?
Ooh, I could probably go until 7.
I mean, like, hours-wise.
Oh, total amount of hours? Like 8 or 9 hours,
eight
I think.
8 or 9, yeah. I just automatically wake up at 6:30. My eyes go, ding!
Time to start the day! Yeah. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. This is Mercedes in the Morning. It is 7:03. There's a woman in Denver that took matters into her own hands when someone stole her car in broad daylight. Have you ever felt like, okay, I'm going to take care of this? She walked out of work. She noticed her car's gone. And she was just like, what the heck? She looks on her app because there's a GPS on her car. She has a Mazda, and the Mazda has an app where you can track where your car is at. So she looks and she sees it's in a grocery store parking lot not far from where she's at. Like, someone stole it and it's there in this parking lot. So she knows better. She's like, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to tell them, hey, I need you to come with me. She calls. They're like, sorry, we don't have enough people to come out there. You're just going to have to wait. And she's like, I'm not waiting. This might be gone. So she takes matters into her own hands, goes to the grocery store. She sees her car sitting there. She looks. No one's in it. She goes. She has her car keys, gets in, drives it away.
Good for her.
She found some stuff in there. She said there was a pipe, there was alcohol, there were receipts from returns that were made that morning.
They're doing some errands with their car.
Yeah, but she's like, I took care of business myself. When did you take matters into your own hands? I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think it's the safest thing to do. Do you? I mean, you never know who you're going to encounter.
Well, didn't you once take matters into your own hands?
Not without a police officer.
Oh, true. We'll have to get into this here because
yeah,
you did.
I involved the police.
Okay, so
oh, yeah.
True. You started doing some research.
I did the recon on myself, on my own, but then I gave them the information and they helped me.
But
I wouldn't do it by myself.
But in her situation, I would totally do what she did.
You would?
If you track down, you walk out, your car is gone, and you look it up on the app and you see that it's at the Albertsons, you know, it's in North Las Vegas, wherever, somewhere in town, and you've got a spare set of keys, you wouldn't go just grab it?
Well, what if someone's sitting in it?
Well, if there's someone sitting, it's a different thing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I would call the cops and be like, can you meet me mm-hmm. here? And then we go, and I would like them to catch that person.
That stole the car.
And they would have to pay, because that person now has... They're like, oh, okay, well,
move
whatever.
On to the next one.
But Ernie says he took matters into his own hands. What happened to you, Ernie?
My kid's phone got stolen at school. So my wife turned on her Sherlock Holmes hat on. She tracked the phone. She looked at the address. She looked up who lived there and sent, like, these messages. Hey, I know who you are. You're this person. I need my daughter's phone back. And, like, an hour later, it's like, oh, we were going to give it to her at school tomorrow because we tried to find her after school, and I didn't see her. And, like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So
I went over there and grab the phone, but on my way there, I was like, oh, I'm going to die over a phone. God.
Did you, how was it when you went there? Were they like...
I mean, they were nice. I mean, it seemed like that's what they wanted to do, but I'm like, really? I'm sure you'd be nice just because we caught you. If we wouldn't have said anything, you were like, huh, I got a new phone.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this. It's kind of scary, but I love that we have this technology where we can track stuff down now. Sabrina, what did you do?
I was at a friend's house, and he wanted to borrow my car. He never came back. I called the police and said it was stolen, but I found it. And then what I did is go get it and drive it home. But they said I shouldn't have done that because a stolen vehicle, I could have got pulled over with shotguns.
Oh, yeah. They say, oh, we found the stolen vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, no, wait, this is my vehicle. They're like, how do we know that? Yeah, that's actually a very good point.
Call the police and tell them that it has been unstolen and to clean your car so you can now drive it.
It's scary stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So you would go after it, huh?
In that situation with the car, and I went to that parking lot and my car was there, I would. I know what you're saying about it. You want to get the person that stole the car. I would just take my car back and be done with it. Like, I got it and head back home.
I mean, to be sitting in the car and then they come out and they see you in it.
They report it stolen again.
Yeah,
double
they're like,
stolen.
Hey, I stole a car and someone stole it back. Can you help me, please?
Can you go get the police officer? This is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
Justin Timberlake, we have your tickets to see Justin Timberlake in about 5 minutes when you cut the Mercedes in the morning mega minute. What do you think about this? Restaurants, it's happening in some larger cities. Maybe it's happening here in Las Vegas right now as we speak, but restaurants starting to charge a reservation fee. So you make a reservation at a restaurant, and it could be a $10 fee per person. It could be a flat $50, $100, bucks, whatever. You pay that deposit, and if you cancel, you don't get it back. But if you go to the restaurant and have dinner, that $50, $100 will be applied to your bill.
I get it. I do. I think people will make multiple reservations with the notion of like, oh, now we have a guaranteed in, and then we can decide where to go. And then you don't think about the fact that the restaurant maybe turned someone away, or maybe someone who really wanted to go to that restaurant wasn't able to get a reservation because you held the reservation and then canceled out of the last minute. So I do kind of understand it. I'm seeing more and more this where I book a table on like OpenTable or one of the other restaurant apps, and before I can book it, it asks me for a credit card to hold the reservation. Mm-hmm. And then it says, if you do not cancel within X amount of time, you will be charged $25 per person on the reservation. And we were in Arizona, and there was this restaurant that everyone's like, you have to go to this place. It's the most amazing place in the whole world. Oh my gosh. So I made the reservation, and it was $50 a person.
Per person?
I'm like, I don't even eat $50 worth of food. Like, what are you thinking? But I did it anyway because I had heard, and we went, and everything was fine. I didn't get charged. It was great, but I'm seeing that more and more these days.
Yeah, I'm for it. I think it's completely, I understand where the restaurant is coming from. I think it will make people think twice instead of like, hey, let's make a reservation for Saturday night at 6, and then all of a sudden it's Saturday at 4:30. Like, nah, let's stay in tonight. It'll make you think twice before you start canceling these plans.
I think they do need to have something for legitimate emergencies or things that happen, mm-hmm. like that you can't help. And I don't know how they differentiate what's made up and what's the truth. But Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm in agreement with you, Mercedes. I do a lot of reservations through OpenTable, and I'm willing to pay that. I think after COVID, a lot of people just are flaky now, and the restaurants need to survive and need to secure that they bring in people in. So I'm all for paying that deposit and getting it added to my bill or returned once I show up.
That you are spot on with something that you said really resonated with me, Jessica. People are so flaky these days. And not just in like restaurants and reservations. Like, what happened? Why are people so flaky nowadays?
I just think they got used to being I think a lot of people are introverted more than they realize. And I think that they enjoy being at home. I'm one of them. but I'm also a social butterfly, and I like to go out, and I like to try restaurants with my husband and my family, and you just got to get back out there and live.
This happened to me a couple months ago. I never talked about it because it was like a big issue between a friend of mine and me, and we've patched things up, but she and I had planned. I am an introvert. I don't like to go out. It takes a lot to get me out. And she's like, let's meet up for coffee, catch up. And I was like, okay, let's meet up for coffee. I go to the place, and it's not just like a Starbucks. It's like a nice coffee shop, and you have to get a table and stuff. And I'm waiting there, and I'm like, she's 10 minutes late. And I'm like, okay, I'm 15 minutes late. And I'm getting anxiety. Like, what's happening? I'm sitting here by myself. I text her. I'm like, is everything okay? I'm here waiting. And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't feel good this morning. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
She never called you?
She never told me. She just didn't show up.
How
and
rude.
It took me having to text her. She's like, yeah, I didn't feel good this morning, so I'm not going to be able to make it. This is 20 minutes after she was supposed to be there.
What kind of mindset does this woman have where she just doesn't tell the person she's not coming to call? Did she forget about
she
it?
She said she just, no, she said, she's like, yeah, I don't feel good. I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm like, well, you were literally supposed to. So we didn't talk for a long time.
I'd be upset too.
Yeah, it was a thing. We made up. She apologized and all is good now. But like, I was like, who does that? Why are people so flaky like that? I just didn't feel good. Okay, well, heads up.
Call
would be
the person.
Great.
Yeah, hey, I'm not gonna make coffee.
Yeah,
just not say anything. That's very selfish.
I
would be livid.
I started crying. I don't know what was wrong with me. I'm sitting there and started crying at the coffee shop. If you saw me, because I saw a table staring at me, and my eyes are watering, and I'm wiping my tears away. I'm like, duh. Like, I just was so embarrassed
because
by the whole situation. I never talked about
it.
This is the first time I've spoken about that.
I think everyone listening would be angry too.
It was so weird.
anyone on that woman's side, I totally get it. I just wouldn't show up.
Yeah, I just didn't show up.
Let's do this. It's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
And we have for you a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. Sing a song with me. T-Mobile Arena, May 10th. Your tickets right now if you conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. If you get all 10 of them correct, you're going to the show. We did not have a winner yesterday. We'd love to change that today. So caller 20, you're playing on the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
We have our contestant this morning for the Mega Minute. It's Angelica. Good morning, Angelica.
Hey, good morning.
Are you ready to do this? You going to win some Justin Timberlake tickets?
I hope so. I want to see him sing.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if he brought them out on the tour? I hope he does that. All right, Angelica. Take a breath. Get ready. It starts quickly.
So, Angelica, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
Kim Kardashian has a daughter named North. Who is North's dad?
Kanye West.
Yes. What item did Alexander Graham Bell invent?
The bell.
No. Who was the second president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln.
No. Which 80s artist had a hit song titled Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Pass.
Rome is the capital of what country?
What was the question?
Rome is the capital of what country?
Italy.
Yes. Which actress starred as Maleficent and Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
Angelina Jolie.
Yes. What EDM festival takes place every year in Las Vegas at the Motor Speedway?
EDC.
Yes. In Harry Potter, what is the name of the main villain?
Voldemort.
Yes. Where in your body would you find your iris?
Eyes.
Yes. What is the name of the Toronto NBA franchise team?
Pass.
What item did Alexander Graham Bell invent? Oh, darn it! Oh, I'm sorry, Angelica. There were some tough ones in there. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. The second president of the United States, John Adams,
The 80s artist that had a hit song titled Total Eclipse of the Heart. I know you know the answer to that one.
Bonnie Tyler.
Yes, Bonnie Tyler. And the name of the Toronto NBA franchise team was the Raptors.
Oh,
the Toronto Raptors. I'm sorry, Angelica. We've struggled this week. I think we had one winner this week. And after that, it's been crickets, which means caller 20, you get the tickets. Justin Timberlake, T-Mobile Arena. In May, they're yours right now. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
In the Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
It's almost here, March 29th. Actually, it's going to be 9 p.m. our time, so we're lucky here on the West Coast. The day Beyonce unleashes Act Two, Cowboy Carter. Yesterday, we learned a little bit more about the album that Queen Bee insists is not a country album, but a Beyonce album. On her socials, she posted a graphic that looked very much like an old-time country music tour poster. On the poster, there were the album song titles, not in any particular order. There was a couple of names that hint that while she says it's not a country album, that it definitely has a country feel to it. In addition to Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, it seems like the other songs may be called, let's go through some of them, Blackbird, we talked about. That could be a remake. We don't know for sure. Spaghetti Daughter. There looks to be that remake of Jolene on there, which Dolly Parton kind of talked about. Levi's Jeans. The Linda Martell Show.
What's that one? Is there anything? Is there a Linda Martell character or something?
No, Linda Martell was the first African-American woman to perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
I like this.
Go. It's going to be pretty good. I just feel like there's something very unprecedented about this, because if you think about it, this song here, Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
It's being played on how many different formats of radio? How many songs can say it's been played on so many different formats? So you have our kind of format, which we're classified as a hot AC, which is a hot adult contemporary. You've got it's being played on top 40 stations. It's being played on country stations. It's being played on R&B stations. Urban stations, there's five. I'm sure I'm missing one. Like, there's not a lot of artists that can span so many different genres. And it's pretty impressive. You have to give Beyonce credit on that.
100%. You look back and artists have done it before, like Shania Twain has crossed over, but she didn't cross over into the R&B, into the urban markets, radio station.
Rhythmic,
yes.
Too. There's another one there, yeah.
I love that song. I loved it the first time I heard it. I don't feel like we play it enough here at the radio station.
We do play it.
During the morning show.
Yeah, mostly like in the afternoon. What do you want to play?
Let's play it. I mean, I think it's a fantastic song.
I'm literally going to be singing "This Ain't Texas."
Yeah, which is great.
All right, let's play it. To celebrate Act Two, Cowboy Carter. Let's play Texas Hold'em.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh,
let's
there
do it.
It is. Oh, yeah. It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. And this is Beyonce with Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app, and we're back to basketball today. I was so bummed that UNLV lost to Seton Hall last night.
Bounced out of the NIT tournament. Final score was 91-68, but hey, they made it to the third round, which is pretty impressive.
And we've been doing little brackets here on the show for various music-related categories. Am I hearing rumors correctly, JC? You have another bracket for us today?
I do. We started with March Pladness. We did March Tadness. And today we have March Adness.
March Adness?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear what this is a take on.
You ready for March Adness?
Yeah.
Many musicians have had songs added to radio airplay in the 21st century.
Oh, geez.
But which one of these ads was the best? It's a battle of songs released in the 21st century.
Okay. Okay. The best songs of the 2000s.
Yes.
All right. March Adness.
March Adness.
Well, we're going to need someone to help us. We're going to need two people to help us on the bracket here for March Adness at 702-364-9400. Steph and I will team up and do the first bracket. So it will just be the West Coast?
We're starting with the East Coast bracket.
Yes. Okay. What do we have?
Okay, ready. Song number one was released in 2014. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. Taylor Swift and Blank Space.
Oh, geez. Huge song for the 2000s.
Going up against a song from the year 2015. Adele's Hello.
Ooh. Steph, do you want to make your case first or do you want me to go first?
I think I'm going to go easy. Taylor Swift, Blank Space for me.
Thank you. I don't have to make a case. I was going to say the exact same thing. Taylor was just so big. I mean, she's just massive. And not to take anything away from Adele, but I just think that Taylor is on a whole new level.
Just, you know, this is song versus, it's not artist, it's songs. So you think Blank Space.
I like the song personally better.
All right. Yeah. I like Blank Space.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so that's, since it's, you know, radio added, that was the radio side of things. Now let's go to the people that listen to the songs on the radio. That would be Stacy and Crystal. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. This is going to be a true listener pick for March Adness here. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Your song, your first song is from the year 2011. This one right here. Imagine Dragons, It's Time. And they're facing off against a song from the year 2020. And this one right here. Watermelon Sugar High.
Imagine Dragons versus Harry Styles. Okay, Stacey, you go first. Make your case. Who do you think should win that matchup?
Oh, it's got to be Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh, Harry Styles on that. Okay, Crystal, what do you think?
I have to totally agree. Harry Styles wins it. It's such an upbeat song. Everyone can sing along in the car with that song.
Oh man, my God. We are rocking on this West Coast bracket. I like it. Okay. So we've got, we picked Taylor. They picked Harry.
So yeah, so here in the finals of the East Coast brackets, this song here. So it's gonna
be forever. Oh boy.
Against this song here. Watermelon Sugar High.
Watermelon Sugar High. Okay, so that means we all get a vote here. And the best, the most votes wins. I'm going to go with Taylor.
I hate this. I really do. I'm going to go with Harry.
Oh. Okay, Stacy, who do you go with?
I'm sticking with Harry because you can't help but bebop when you hear that.
All right, Crystal.
I love a good T-Swift song. I love it. I'm going with T-Swift.
We're going to overtime.
That means I brought out the penny.
The magical penny.
The penny is going to determine it. Okay. All right. So heads, we have Taylor.
Okay.
Tails, we have Harry.
Okay.
Are we ready?
No.
Right. Here we go. Oh, it's Chappelle. Hold on. The winner is Harry Styles.
What a name.
It landed on Tails.
Harry.
I cannot tell a lie. Yes, it is Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh.
Watermelon Sugar wins the West Coast bracket.
East Coast bracket.
Sorry. So coming up, we go to the West Coast bracket.
Yes.
And we're going to need, hey, Stacy and Crystal, thank you guys so much. You were awesome. We're going to need two new people to help us.
I'm sweating.
With the West Coast bracket here. Whoever wins that bracket is going to go up against Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar for the best song of the 2000s. Dang!
That was tight.
Get hopping to town.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and March Madness is in full swing right now.
We've been doing all sorts of bracket competitions here in honor of college basketball that is happening right now, the playoffs. And wow, we're on March Madness. I like your definition for what March Madness is about. You want to explain it to people just tuning in?
Absolutely. Many musicians have had songs added to radio airplay in the 21st century. But which one of these ads was the best? It's a battle of songs that have been released in the 21st century.
So basically, the best song of the 2000s. We just did our East Coast bracket, and Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar won that side of the bracket. Who will win the West Coast side of the bracket? We are going to put some songs head to head. We have our listeners. Oh, shoot. I just hung up on Liz. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if there's any way to get her back. But we have Melissa on the phone. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hopefully Liz calls back. I think she's calling right now. Let's get her on. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm so sorry I hung up on you. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, so let's go. Steph and I are going to team up on this first one. What you got, JC?
Okay, the first song of the West Coast bracket is from the year 2021.
And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one.
Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Massive hit.
Very.
Going up against a song from 2017.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Oh, Mercedes, I went first last time. You take the first pick today.
I know, disrespect to my guy, Ed Sheeran, but to me, it's not even a contest. It's got to be Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License on that. Like,
I am
100%.
I'm so glad we're on the same team. I am so thinking the way you are. Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo,
yeah,
just the best.
100%.
Okay.
Olivia Rodrigo on that. Okay, Liz, Melissa, you guys are up. What is their matchup?
Going back to the year 2002, this song right here. Lose Yourself, Eminem. Going up against the song that came out in 2003. Beyonce's Crazy in Love.
Whoa. Okay, guys, you're going to have to collaborate. Melissa, you want to start first and kind of give your case for the winner on that one?
Okay, I think that Eminem's pretty amazing, but I'm going to have to go with Beyonce because I think that song launched her solo career.
Okay. Melissa, Liz, what do you think?
I have to agree. I'm going to say Eminem, but Beyonce came on, so Beyonce.
Okay. No. So, I'm looking here for my penny in case we're going to
it might be a tie.
No. I lost it. Oh, here it
to
is.
To reset
okay.
here. So the finals of the West Coast bracket,
boy.
We've got Olivia Rodrigo.
I know perfect, but
against Beyonce. Crazy in Love.
I refuse to go first on this. I think let's let Liz and Melissa go first on this.
I agree.
Okay, Liz, you go first this time. Who wins between Beyonce and Olivia?
I'm going to go Olivia on this.
Okay. Melissa?
So I was totally going to go Beyonce because Olivia's new and Beyonce's like, she's the queen.
Yeah, but as JC said earlier, we're going song to song, not career to career. We're going song versus song.
Okay.
Still
okay.
Beyonce?
I guess if you put it that way, no, I'll go with Olivia because that song.
Steph is on the floor right now.
I think I'm injured. I'm going to have to take this one out.
So I think I know who you're going with then, Steph?
Well, I was. If we're going song to song. Oh, I'm going to go Driver's License.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my gosh.
And the true celebration is I don't even have to pick because Driver's License wins.
Holy cow.
My
bracket has been busted.
So now we have finals. What is the setup for the finals
So
here?
From the East Coast bracket, we've got Harry Styles.
Watermelon Sugar High.
against Driver's License.
For the best song of the 21st century. This is where we need your help, guys. 702-364-9400. Liz, Melissa, thank you for your contribution. We need you guys to call us. We need you guys to text us. We are going to count your votes to determine who the winner of March Madness is. Is it Harry Styles with Watermelon Sugar, or is it Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo? Get your vote in now. 702-364-9400, and we will announce the winner coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Mix 94.1. This is wild. I think I got all the votes, too. I can't believe I was able to count them all so quickly.
It's nonstop once you announce the finals. It is March Madness, and the winner of the East Coast bracket was Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar High. The winner of the West Coast bracket was Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License.
And for the record, we still got votes for Beyonce. Those did not count. We cannot bring her back to the bracket.
She got eliminated. It's how it works. And it's song versus song, not artist versus artist.
Yes. So we have our winner here. Based on your votes for March Madness, the best song of the 21st century, we have Olivia versus Harry, Watermelon versus Drivers. Are you ready for the winner?
Yes.
By 9 votes, the winner is Harry Styles.
No way! Wow!
Harry Styles wins March Madness! I did not see that coming. I'm not going to lie. I did not see that coming. I thought Olivia was going to win that one, but the Harry fans came out in droves on that one.
That is huge.
Wow. So now we have Watermelon Sugar, the best song of the 2000s. Nothing against it. I love the song.
Yeah.
But that to me was like the dark horse in the running that ended up winning. Good for you, Harry. That means we get to hear it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So here he is, Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, the winner of the first ever March Madness.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant on the phone. It's Pauline. Pauline, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
We are ready to give you these Hootie and the Blowfish tickets. Pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Hufflepuff or Eiffel Tower?
Let's do Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower Day is this Saturday, so these are all popular landmarks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got this. You got this. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Pauline, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You get those tickets to go see Hootie and the Blowfish, and you start now.
You will find her in New York. She's green, holding a
Statue of Liberty.
Yes. This is in San Francisco. A lot of people cross this every day to
Brooklyn
get...
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes. This is in London. It's by Parliament. It's very tall. It's a
club.
Yes. It's a very long fence made out of stones or bricks. It's
Great Wall of China.
Yes, this is when you go to LA, you see this. It spells this in the mountains.
The Hollywood sign.
Yes, this is if you go to Seattle. This is their landmark, kind of like the stratosphere looking.
Space Needle.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Woo! Pauline, good job. Congratulations.
Yay!
There's great cadence. You guys are on point.
I know. I think you just get the rhythm going, and then you're on the same page. It was perfect. Nice job, Pauline.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Pauline. Thanks for playing, and you're all set with tickets to see Hootie and the Blowfish. This is Saturday, August 24th at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, and we'll have your tickets to see Hootie and the Blowfish tomorrow morning right around 8:25. When you win, Heads Up.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you go to 7-Eleven, do you have like your snack pickup when you go to a convenience store, Circle K, 7-Eleven, AM/PM, like what you get every time?
I don't, but I do. Like, if I don't pop into 7-Eleven and like get their snacks.
Okay. Well, you're missing out because like they're best known for what? Their Big Gulp?
Yes. And their Slurpees
and
stuff.
And their Big Bite. Their Big Bite hot dogs.
Yeah. So, you see them on the thing, the rotator thing.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So now 7-Eleven has unveiled their Big Bite hot dog seltzer. So you can, you're combining the two basically. The drink has the essence of the iconic 7-Eleven hot dog, complete with the flavors of ketchup and mustard. It's a seltzer that tastes like a hot dog.
Time out. This is a drink.
It's a seltzer, yes.
That tastes like the hot dog that we all love.
Yes, like with ketchup and mustard on it.
How do they make this?
I don't know.
This is not a real thing.
They have like other flavors like lemon lime. They have green apple. They have orange.
Sure.
But now they have this Big Bite hot dog seltzer.
I'm going to vomit. That sounds nasty. It does sound so nasty.
Come on, try Tuesday.
No, I see it in your eyes. I see that.
Do
try
you see
Tuesday.
Big Bite hot dog seltzer in my eyes?
I see the twinkle in your eyes. Heck no. This sounds, I mean, listen, they got some great products at 7-Eleven. Love 7-Eleven, blah, blah, blah. But this just sounds so nasty.
I just have to say, the snacks at, like, convenience stores are so underrated. Like, I'm not just talking about the snacks. Like, I love to get, like, you know, Flamin' Hot Cheetos or whatever, but we stopped at a gas station in Baker, California, a couple of weeks ago. We were driving back from LA. I was so hungry. We walk in. I go to the bathroom. I come out. I'm like, oh, something smells so good. What is that? And I go and I look, and they had empanadas in there. And I was like, how safe is a gas station empanada? I don't know, but I'm willing to try. So I bought one. It was so good. I didn't get sick. It was amazing, man. Gas station empanadas in Baker. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10, chef's kiss.
Do you have a go-to spot when you're, like, we drive to the back way to Palm Springs, and you go through Joshua Tree and 29 Palms, and there's a little cafe called Natural Sisters Cafe, and I swear to you that they have the best muffins in the entire world. They are huge, and they are so soft. They are so delicious. I always, as I'm driving to the horse show to see Laura, I'll call them, like, hey, I'm about to hit Natural Sisters Cafe. Next thing you know, I get a text message saying, I got to buy 8 muffins because everyone wants these out of the horse show because they are so big and so moist.
Our stop used to always be in Barstow, mm-hmm. and it was always at the McDonald's that has, like, the train cars in it. Then we stopped going there, and we started going to, like In-N-Out or something instead. Wherever has the cleanest bathrooms. I think this last time we went to Raising Cane's.
Eddie's World. Have you done Eddie's World?
We've
Eddie's
done
World
that, but
is...
there's too many tourists there. Too many tourists.
I've never had an issue with the men's urinal. And they've got a video game. You're peeing and playing a video game. It's wild.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that with other people.
You don't use Super Mario Brothers while you're peeing?
No.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So what do you guys think of this? Caitlin Clark, we all know who she is, right? University of Iowa.
Superstar.
The phenom. Mm-hmm. She could be the first woman to make $5 million playing basketball. Ice Cube has offered her that much to play against guys in his Big 3 basketball league. So that would mean 8 regular season games, possibly playoff appearances, and the deal would still allow her to play in the WNBA. The Hawkeyes play Colorado Saturday in the NCAA tournament, but after this season, she's entering the draft. And so just, you know, FYI, the highest played player in the WNBA last year was Jewel Lloyd. Her salary is $600,000. So even if Caitlin goes first in the draft, which is completely expected, her rookie deal would only be $76,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
And also, $600,000 is a lot of money. But in the world of athletics and what athletes get paid,
oh,
that's
men's
sad.
Basketball? Yeah.
Pathetic.
Absolutely. So Caitlin hasn't responded to the offer. Ice Cube says that she's a generational athlete who can achieve a lot of success in the big three. He says with their offer that she can make history and break down even more barriers for women athletes. Not a lot of people, though, not everyone, I want to say not a lot of people, but not everyone thinks it's a good idea. NBA star Lexi Brown, she plays for the LA Sparks. She's mad that Ice Cube has never extended that offer to a female basketball player before. She says, where were you? They're like, we're all here. Why didn't you ask any of us? He said, instead of, I don't know, supporting the women's league that already exists, let's do this in the middle of the NCAA tournament. Mary is a huge Caitlin Clark fan. Hey, Mary.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. So talk to us. Are you actually going out to watch her play?
Yes. I'm flying out tonight, meeting my sister in Philadelphia, going to the Sweet 16. We did the same thing last year when they played in Seattle. And then my other sister met me in Dallas last year for the Final Four. I grew up in Iowa, played girls basketball until I started following Iowa men's basketball as a junior high student, went to all the games, road and home. So I am a huge basketball fan. And Caitlin Clark will be able to make it in this big three just on the sole fact that she shoots from outside.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a nice inside game unless she drives to the hoop, which isn't going to work as much against men, right? And she grew up playing in boys' leagues.
So do you, I mean, is this something that would draw you to the big three league if she were to do something like this? Would you start watching big three basketball?
Absolutely. I've already watched it just based on former college basketball players that I followed that had played in it.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact of the woman against man thing, you know, definitely going to see how she can do against it. And I think that's what's going to draw all the viewership in.
Well, so not to interrupt you, Mary, because I want to get your take on this. So Kenyon Martin, he played for the Nuggets. He played for the Clippers, the Knicks. He says that they're is no way that she would be able to score in the Big Three league. And he says it's a step that the Big Three, he says, is a step under prison ball. He says you got prison ball and then you got Big Three. Imagine her getting stuck down there on Reggie Evans is what he said.
Because they're more physical type of game getting in there.
Physical.
I think she should do it. I mean, I think it'd be cool to see her play basketball against those guys and school some of those guys and showcase her skills and still do that in the WNBA. But I think it's a great offer that Ice Cube is extending her.
Monetarily, it's an excellent offer. I wouldn't want her to jeopardize her career in the WNBA, though. So what do you think when you hear that, Mary?
She's not going to be going inside. She's going to be shooting the logo threes that she's known for. So they're going to have to extend their defense out on her. Now, she'll be guarding the perimeter, so she'll never get, like, into a switch where she'll be trying to guard the post. I mean, if that happens, that's poor defensive game scheming, you know. But I also think that, you know, she has quickness that they probably aren't accounting for, that she could get to the rim, but also the fact that they're longer, you know, able to block her shots. That's probably why she wouldn't go to the rim. She's just going to shoot from the perimeter.
Mary, will you be our Iowa basketball insider and talk to us and let us know how the game is, please? You're so knowledgeable about basketball. I love hearing you.
Just be a reporter year-round.
Yeah,
you break it down so well, Mary. This is awesome.
Mary, safe travels. Have the best time out there. Good luck to your Hawkeyes and good luck to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Keep you posted on this story.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So Sunday is Easter Sunday. I know a lot of people are going to be very excited to get their Easter baskets. Were Easter baskets always a big thing for you when you were growing up?
Yeah, we'd have an Easter basket. There'd be the chocolate bunny inside there, some Cadbury eggs, maybe like I was into Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels, maybe a Hot Wheel or Matchbox car. But yeah, we always got one nice little Easter basket, all of us in the family.
We got some candy and stuff,
mm-hmm.
But our Easter baskets were for eggs. Like, that's what went in there. It was just the eggs. It wasn't like a whole thing. My kids, the Easter Bunny shows up and brings them
stuff in their Easter basket.
When you say stuff, we're talking more than candy, a little trinket or something.
No,
what's stuff?
Like they get like, I don't know, some they get candy and then they get like maybe gift cards. No, it's just it's different than how I grew up. The Easter Bunny did the same thing for my husband's family. So he would always get a great big Easter basket mm-hmm. with toys and all sorts of stuff. The Easter Bunny didn't do that at my house. So I thought it was very interesting. And then I came across this this TikTok of this mom. And she's like, Easter is getting out of hand. This is here's part of that.
You're going to tell me that Easter is practically Christmas number two. That's what's happening. That's what everybody is out here doing. Just gifts, gifts, gifts. I didn't budget for this. Not that I budget anyway. I don't budget my money. That was a funny comment. It's a little out of hand.
Why? She wants to know why Easter has turned into Christmas part two. And I kind of agree with her. And that's just because that's not what happened in my house. It's turning into a lot where they like kids run down and like, what did the Easter Bunny bring? It's kind of crazy.
Well, isn't that on the parents that communicate with the Easter Bunny to say, hey, Easter Bunny, you know, you can stick with the traditional candy and stuff in our basket when you come to our house.
Well, sometimes
you don't have
it's
to go
not
overboard.
The Easter Bunny. Like Aunt Susie, she'll bring over an Easter basket for her nephew Timmy, and Aunt Susie has brought, there's like a pair of Crocs in there, and there's like a new T-shirt, and there's a lot of stuff. Hilario wants to make a comment. Hilario, do you think that Easter is turning into Christmas part two?
I do. And I don't agree with all this showboating and buying all this stuff for the kids. You know, I'm godfather to my friend's son, and he says, you need to buy him all this and that. You need to buy him a big, huge gift and more chocolate, more toys. I'm like, man, well, you know, we're missing the point here. You know, that's not, I don't want to teach my godson that, you know. This is a religion-based holiday, you know, and the kids are going to the gifts and toys, and that's not what it's about for me anyway, you know.
No, I totally get that. And for the people who do that, I think that's really cool. Like the kids are probably really excited about it. It's just I didn't know that this was a thing, so I was kind of surprised, because that's just not, like I said, our Easter basket was for the eggs that we found when we went and did our Easter
egg hunt.
There
was no other candy or anything?
No. We would get some candy. Yeah. Like my mom would bring us a chocolate bunny or something.
Hollow or solid?
Hollow chocolate. Yeah, we don't want
Easter bunny does your
rice.
Oh, your teeth hurt right there.
Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. My point of view is, why are we concerned with what other people are doing? As long as our kids are happy and we do what we want, it shouldn't be a big deal.
I totally get that. And I agree. I think it's more like when people are comparing, like, what did the Easter Bunny bring you? And they're like, oh, I got some shoes and I got some da da da. And then you have the other person. But that's life. I mean, we always compare each other. I never saw it turn into this until I got older.
Well, my question is would your aunt and uncles get you stuff for Easter? Because I never got stuff from my aunt and uncles from Easter. Like maybe we went to my Aunt Mary's house and she made like a ham for us or something. But I never got an Easter basket from anyone but the Easter Bunny. Should aunt and uncles be getting their nieces and nephews Easter bunnies?
Maybe like the godparents will do something. I'm not sure. I don't do anything for my my godchildren for Easter.
Same.
I just do birthdays. But now that I think about it, that's probably the holiday to do that.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Make sure you join us tomorrow. Of course, we're going to be talking about the brand new Beyonce album. We might have some special stuff going on for that, too, so you don't want to miss that. Also, tomorrow, I'm looking forward to it. We've got the beef. We got Buffalo's beef. I'm just calling it the beef. I don't know why. It sounds so cute. The beef.
Hold on. Where's his... we had a theme song for him. This right here.
Buffalo's beef.
Yeah. JC's friend, Buffalo Larry, comes on and tells us what he's mad about. tomorrow.
He was fired up. I saw him yesterday. He was fired up about something.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. So that is all coming up tomorrow. And plus, we'll get ready to kick off the weekend with the Friday Rewind. Super excited about that. All right, we are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it is time for the line of the day.
Mercedes revealed that her friend did something very inconsiderate.
And she's like, let's meet up for coffee, catch up. I go to the place, and it's not just like a Starbucks. It's like a nice coffee shop, and you have to get a table and stuff. And I'm waiting there, and I'm like, she's 10 minutes late. And I'm like, okay, I'm 15 minutes late. And I text her. I'm like, is everything okay? I'm here waiting. And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't feel good. I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm like, who does that?
That's the Mercedes beef. Friends that just no-show on coffee.
We've worked out the issues. It's all good now. But yes, that was a difficult time in that relationship.
She didn't even get it. Hey, I'm sick. Sorry, got to cancel.
I wasn't feeling very good, so I just decided not to show up.
Even if she would have texted you, it's still horrible. If she would have texted you at noon, I know we're supposed to meet right now. I'm not going to make it. I'm so sorry. She didn't even reach out.
I know. It was just like, she'll figure it out. I'm not going to show up.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2029 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.